Keep your eye on VHF propagation tools for when you might be able to expect enhanced propagation in your area. And do you need an antenna for 6 meters? Well, then consider the ARRL MamuBeam antenna. It features a 10-meter Moxon, 28 megahertz, and a 6-meter Yagi, 50 megahertz. You can learn more at www.arrl.org/beam. The Battleship Iowa Amateur Radio Association, BIARA, will activate NI-6BB in memory of Operation Chromite, the Battle of Incheon in the Korean War, on September 15, 2024, from 0800 to 1600 Pacific Daylight Time, 1500 to 2300 UTC. Modes and frequencies will be shown on the BIARA front page. Bands and modes activated will be dependent on propagation and BIARA associate participation. USL per instructions found on the BIARA website as well. During the Korean War, 1,789,000 United States military personnel served in the Korean theater of operations, resulting in 137,250 casualties with 36,940 killed in action. There were 3,737 soldiers missing in action as well. The activation of NI-6BB will be to honor American veterans and their United Nations allies who served during the Korean War. The Reading Radio Club, RCC, in eastern Pennsylvania plans to make some history of its own with a special centennial event involving an iconic name recognized by railroad buffs around the world. The RCC will honor the 100th anniversary of the historic Reading Railroad with two special event stations on Saturday, September 21st, 2024. Club call signs W3BN and W3CCH will be on the air in two separate operations 25 miles apart. The day-long celebrations will see club members use W3CCH on HF stations set up inside two retired passenger railroad cars parked outside the Reading Railroad Heritage Museum in Hamburg, Pennsylvania. A separate group of club members and friends will use W3BN on two HF stations of longtime contester Steve Dobbs, NE3F, who's now a silent key, in Spring Township, Berks County, Pennsylvania. Dobbs was involved in the planning for the celebration using his station, an array of towers, beams, and wire antennas. He passed away August 30, 2024, and it was his family's wishes that the event still proceed from N3F's QTH.